Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head throughout the rest of the day, sunny skies and breezy in the upper 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies early, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms breezy. We'll see temperatures at 91. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low near 70. And Sunday, mostly sunny, 95. Right now, it's 68.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Friday. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier says Secretary of State Kris Kobach should pay out of his own pocket the more than $26,000 in sanctions imposed by a federal judge for Kobach's contemptuous behavior in a voting rights case. Kobach said yesterday that it is his office, not him personally, who is the defendant in a federal lawsuit that challenged the state's proof of citizenship voter registration law. A mobile home fire early yesterday morning is believed to have been intentionally set. The Barton County Sheriff's Office says it happened shortly before 3 o'clock yesterday morning, and when deputies arrived on scene, they found an abandoned mobile home and shed fully engulfed in flames. Deputies say the structures had been abandoned for several years. KWCH-TV reports that the Barton County Sheriff's Office is asking anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Summer is here. The sun is out, and so are you. When you go, take along a clever little app called Audible, so you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love. Outside, a walk, a run, the pool, or the beach, all better with Audible. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook from the world's largest selection. If you don't like it, exchange it anytime. So get outdoors with Audible. Start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free at audible.com.
Some local Republican activists in a targeted Kansas congressional district are staging a revolt over the prospects of the GOP nominating a former Army Ranger and political newcomer. The backlash against candidate Steve Watkins has intensified as Tuesday's election approaches in the 2nd District of Eastern Kansas. Critics are upset that his father has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to get him elected, but Watkins said he's being campaign smeared. An investigation by the Kansas City Star and ProPublica says Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach's anti-immigration work for small cities across the nation cost those cities millions for lengthy legal campaigns while powering Kobach's own political rise. Their account is based on open records requests placed with the towns Kobach represented. It also reported for the first time that he earned more than $800,000 for his immigration litigation work. I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with their managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. A judge has ordered a central Nebraska landlord to stop discriminating against black tenants of his apartment complex. Dawson County District Court records say that Judge Donald Rollins said in a state lawsuit filed this week that Gerald Rich had discriminated against the tenants based on race, national origin, and religion, violating the Nebraska Fair Housing Act. The people were black, had come from African nations, and were Muslim. The Bartley Sale Barn and five other Nebraska locations have been listed on the National Register of Historic Places, according to History Nebraska, formerly the Nebraska State Historical Society. The others include the Drummond Motor Company and Firestone Tire and Rubber Building, both in Omaha, the Veterans Administration Hospital in Grand Island, Carnegie Library in O'Neill, and a country bridge in Cherry County. The McCook Gazette reports all were selected by the National Park Service. Mid-American Network News. John Sidorek at Heartland Avionics. At Augusta Municipal Airport, John, you've got a special going on for the summer months that's truly a help for private aircraft owners.
Correct. We will do an IFR certification and also a transponder certification. Simply schedule your IFR certification by calling us at 733-4060. We will also do your transponder cert at no additional charge.
Heartland Avionics at Augusta Municipal Airport and online at iFlyAugusta.com.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
A local forum was held by KNDY and the Marysville Advocate for the six candidates seeking the Marshall County Commissioner District 1 position. Republican candidates are Shane Hartner, Barb Kickhafer, Marty Nordis, Bill Philippi, and David Zutterman. Steve Boyda is the only Democrat running. The candidates in attendance, Boyda, Hartner, Kickhafer, and Philippi, answered a wide variety of questions. One of the questions asked was, how do we best foster an environment for growth in the county? Kickhafer responded,
I think we need to create a line item in a county budget for economic development. Everybody talks about how important economic development is, but we need to do something about it to make it happen. And I think we need to have a line item and really support economic development. Maybe have an office in the courthouse and a big sign that says economic development. If we're going to grow, I think we got money in the budget, truly. If you want to make a dollar, we're probably going to have to spend a dollar, and I think that's where I would start.
Followed by Philippi.
We're not our grandfather's county commission. They used to deal just on roads and bridges and not look any further past that. Economic development, and I heard this same conversation 2 years ago when others were running for county. They talked about economic development, but they didn't do anything. Talk's cheap. So I agree. We need to work with the ROS program. We need to work with others, creating and fostering an environment that's inviting the people here. But yeah, we need to fund that.
Boyd's concern is bringing and keeping people into the county.
Economic development requires that the community invest money to get something out of it. You don't get something by saying, yeah, we'll go along with the program, but we're not willing to put any money into it. That has really concerned me is the tax abatements for like Casey's, Taco Bell, any the corporate. Not so much locally owned, because locally owned business is very important. But every 10 years, if they remodel, they get another tax abatement. Pretty soon, they haven't paid any taxes. I would suggest that you get a tax abatement once to bring in a new community or to bring in a new business, and then once that expires, you take a portion of those new taxes and you put it towards investing in the ROS program or other type of economic development to bring people in, not just businesses. Communities don't survive if there's no people here. That's something that I would suggest that they look into, because it's only fair. People pay taxes at some point, and you use that instead of just a continuation of no taxes every 10 years.
Partner agrees development is something they need to strive for.
I would also agree that economic development is definitely something that we need to strive towards. If we had a meeting with Partnership for Growth, all I would say is if I was elected commissioner, I would be open to suggestions and studying and trying to work out some kind of plan.
The candidates were also asked their thoughts on the CMH sales tax request. Boyda answered first.
Personally, it shouldn't matter how a county commissioner feels. It should matter what the public that they represent. I was concerned a lot more after last week about transparency of the hospital. I was also concerned about 10 years versus a shorter term. 5 years plus the transparency and I'm feeling a little better. I was never opposed to a hospital. I wish every community had a well-funded hospital. It's when you start asking for public money without transparency where I get concerned. If you're not going to have public oversight, public input, but you're taking their money, that just doesn't sit very well with me. However, this is also a democracy. The people, if they want to vote on it, they should be allowed to vote on it, with the caveat being the county commissioner's job is to make sure that those voters are properly informed and educated so they can make a good vote.
Kit Kafer followed.
I think the public has every right to decide a big issue like that, and it shouldn't be up to three people. The hospital is a really important part of our community. I don't want them cutting services, even their public service, Meals on Wheels or the health fair. They do a lot of community things that I probably don't even know about. And I don't want them making cuts in the hospital with their staff so that our doctors and nurses and IT people go somewhere else. They'll be lured to another hospital if they start making cuts. And I think the fact that we're still just one of five counties that doesn't have them part of a support for a tax has a lot to do with them managing it so well. They've held out a long time, but the time's here. Of course, I feel we need to support it, but more importantly over the issue, people should have been able to vote. It's a large item. Just like the bond issue for the school, the pool issue for the city. People should have been able to vote on this.
Former hospital board member Philippi said he saw this coming.
20 years ago, I was set on the hospital board, and we knew this point would come. And we talked about it. What will happen 20 years ago with the current county commissioners if we, the hospital, asked for money? We knew what would happen. It would fail. The time is here, and the time is now, and we need to do something to help our hospital. We have to keep it here, just as others have said. And I'm all for letting the public put a vote on it. My caveat is this. If the county is going to invest X number of dollars, then they need a seat at the board table at the hospital board, either a county commissioner or his or her designee. We need a seat at the table to talk about it so we can be very transparent that way. I don't see a lack of transparency in the hospital. All the information's available. Just seek it out. Number one, I want to vote. And number two, if it comes to pass, then I want a seat at the board table.
And Hartner didn't feel it was a county issue.
The sales tax issue is a big issue. I think we have a wonderful hospital. I do all my medical stuff up here. I've always been 100% at least with it. They definitely have an issue to contend with. Personally, I'm not convinced it's a county issue, but I think it should be left up to the voters to decide on that. The thing that scares me is the fact that that 1% sales tax, if we get half of it away, that is kind of the county's reserve. So we're giving a large portion of our reserve to the hospital. Maybe that's what we need to do. I think the people should get the vote on it. I do like five-year plan better than a 10-year plan. I would hope that the commissioners would at least let it go up on the ballot and let the people decide.
Tuesday's primary election will send one Republican and one Democrat to the November general.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, taco salad, beans, bread, lettuce, tomato, bananas, and pudding. Monday's menu, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, mixed veggie, and apricots. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville baseball and softball teams host Raleigh County. Regional tennis competition underway.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a ridge of high pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere across the central and upper parts of the Rockies and into the Midwest, we're going to see temperatures in the 90s all the way through the weekend, and it looks like even into the early parts of next week. So definitely going to be warm out there. We're also looking at a surface low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some showers and thunderstorms possible late tonight and into Saturday. And maybe again as we head towards the end of the weekend and early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of the day, sunny and breezy at 96. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, some isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight, lower 70s, wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy. We'll see temps lower 90s. For Saturday night, partly cloudy, lowest 70, and Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Psst.
Want to hear a secret?
Yup!
It's Marysville's best-kept secret, Bite Me Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Bite Me Barbecue has fresh smoked meats and homemade sides that are made fresh daily. Open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday. That's Bite Me Barbecue, 14th and Center in Marysville.
Couple of division leaders with beatdowns on Thursday night and Tiger in the hunt in Akron, Ohio. Hi, everybody. Todd Ent reporting on sports. Well, the Dodgers hit a season high tying 7 homers. They also set a season high for runs in a game after they bashed the Brewers 21-5. Yasiel Puig went yard.
Fly ball to center field. Yelich has a long way to go, and it is gone! Just remarkable.
On KLAC, Clayton Kershaw gets the win, so Los Angeles back in first in the NL West after the Giants helped their rivals by beating the Diamondbacks 8-1. Evan Longoria with a blast.
There's a high drive deep to left. If it's fair, it's gone. It is hooking. It is a home run!
On KNBR, Madison Bumgarner outdueled Zach Greinke. And the Red Sox faced their longtime rivals and quickly erased a 4-0 deficit. Steve Pierce did his best impression of Babe Ruth.
Pierce hits a drive, left field, high and deep by the light tower.
On WEEI, Boston hammered the Yankees 15-7. The Phillies rallied in the ninth to down the Marlins and hold on to first in the NL East.
Breaking ball swung on, lifted in the air to left. It's got a chance. Back is Galloway at the track. Jumps, yeah. It's gone! Game over! Franco wins it!
On WIP, Phillies win 5-2, and the Braves are hot on the Phillies' tail, dispatching the Mets 4-2 at Citi Field. Max Scherzer fan 10 for his NL best 15th win. Bryce Harper rocked one out.
Iglesias delivers, and Harper swings, and it's in high in the air to deep right center field. No one can play where this one is going. It has gone. Goodbye.
On WJFK, Washington over the Reds 10-4. And the Hall of Fame game marks the start of the NFL season. Baltimore's first-round pick, Lamar Jackson, debuted in the second half and tossed a touchdown. The Ravens slid by the Bears 17-16. Tiger Woods had his best opening round of the year at the Bridgestone in Ohio, finishing 4-under.
It's nice to shoot rounds like I did at the Open and like I did today.
Ian Poulter finished with the lead at 8-under par. Todd Ent, ABC Sports.
The Valley Heights FFA alumni invite you to pianos, boots, and bling at the Stump Family Round Barn Saturday, August 11th at 7 p.m. There'll be a prime rib dinner, a live and silent auction, and the Let's Party Dueling Pianos. For more information and to order tickets, go to vhffaalumni.org. That's pianos, boots, and bling Saturday, August 11th.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate yesterday named members of the Farm Bill Conference Committee following action to move forward with the conference process. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell named himself to the committee, along with Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts and Republicans John Boozman of Arkansas, John Hoven of North Dakota, and Joni Ernst of Iowa. Meanwhile, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer named Ranking Ag Committee Member Debbie Stabenow, and Democrats Patrick Leahy of Vermont, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota to the committee. The Hagstrom Report noting that Republican leadership followed seniority in their choices, but the Democrats skipped over 4 more senior members, including Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Michael Bennett of Colorado, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, and Joe Donnelly of Indiana. Now, to name Heitkamp, a tough re-election race in a state in which agriculture is important to the economy. The U.S. and China trying to restart trade talks as the two nations square off in a trade war. The attempt comes as the administration readies a new round of tariffs against China. Representatives from the U.S. Treasury Office and China's vice premier having some private conversations looking for ways to re-engage in negotiations. No timetable, though, yet known. Issues and the format for talks not final either, but both sides do apparently agree that more talks need to take place. The U.S. and China have been exchanging tariff announcements that started with Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs earlier this year. Negotiations have stalled for weeks, both sides now digging in. The U.S. and China have offered little indication publicly that any will to restart the negotiations. Last week, Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer said the trade tension with China, it's a chronic problem, while a trade official from China accused the U.S. of extortion. Reliable and relevant. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
President Trump is doubling down on his tariff threats against China. The president's latest request to his trade ambassador is to consider a 25% tariff instead of a pending 10% tariff on $200 billion in Chinese goods. The latest reports are suggesting that Beijing may be coming back to the bargaining table on tariffs and alleged theft of trade secrets. But while Trump is doubling down, United States agriculture continues to be wary, watching already low commodity prices go even further south. American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Dave Salmonson.
They are concerned about the future. You may get some relief for short-term market impacts, but there's always a concern over long-term markets, especially in those commodities where there maybe will be other suppliers.
Other suppliers like Brazil on soybeans or the EU on pork, raising concerns of long-term market losses, even as USDA readies short-term financial relief. Salmonson says American Farm Bureau Federation has not stopped delivering agriculture's message to the White House.
We'd like to see a different tactic. We want to see them knuckle down to the negotiations to get this done, not just using tariffs. So we hope they move and engage in the real negotiations, and this doesn't keep going on and causing market problems.
American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Dave Salmonson. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told reporters Wednesday the president will continue to boost tariff pressure on China until it ends its unfair trade practices. But with midterm elections quickly approaching, President Trump himself is under increasing political pressure from growers in red states and blue states to win trade concessions and end his tariff war with China and other trade partners. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map also shows you the latest scams right here in Kansas, so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit AARP.org/fraudwatchmap, paid for by AARP.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. And agriculture is on display as state and county fairs are in full swing across the country. And that means it is food on a stick season. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Food historians will tell you that the earliest sign of food on a stick is probably the popsicle, but the first time we saw something other than frozen ice or frozen ice cream on a stick was the corn dog. It was actually patented back in the 1920s. Well, we've come a long way from there, and state fairs and county fairs all across the country are in full swing, displaying a mind-boggling and perhaps stomach-turning at times assortment of food on a stick. Let's go to the Iowa State Fair, where there are over 80 on-the-stick food items at this year's fair, which gets going next week. And the newest item comes from Iowa's pork producers. It's described as a sweet and savory treat made from a quarter pound of honey-cured pork belly, rubbed in brown sugar, and cooked to perfection. The name? The Brown Sugar Pork Belly on a Stick. This is brand new to the 2018 fair, and there's actually a competition for the best new fair foods. And after being compared to more than 50 other new food products, this pork-focused fare qualified for the semifinal round of the competition. And with a final push from consumers voting on the State Fair app, the new product is now a finalist for the list of 2018 Best New Food at the fair. It turns out that two of the three finalists are pork products. That second pork-centered finalist is the All-Iowa Belly Up Burger by the Rib Shack. If you are going to the Iowa State Fair and you'd like to cast your vote, you can sample pork belly on a stick at the Pork Belly Express line on the north side of the Pork Tent building or through the main Pork Tent food line on Grand Avenue. It will not be available at the stands that only sell pork chops on a stick. That pork belly on a stick, by the way, the brown sugar pork belly on a stick, that'll cost you $7. I should mention that the Iowa State Fair gained a considerable amount of fame when a few years back it introduced deep-fried butter on a stick. And more recently, to, I guess, balance things out, it began offering salad on a stick. It's about as light a dish as you can eat, at least until you smother it with dressing. It isn't just Iowa. It's the Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska, Colorado. Every state fair, every county fair has food on a stick. Go out there, be bold, be adventurous, and you might want to take some antacids with you, too. Back after this.
What will fit in your bucket? Find out at Orscheln Farm and Home's bucket sale this Friday and Saturday. Buy a 5-gallon Orscheln bucket and everything that fits in it is 15% off. Save big on the brands you love and trust. Tools, clothes, pet food, automotive products, birdseed, and more. Get 15% off whatever fits in your bucket. And if you're a Grow Reward member, your bucket is free. The Orscheln Farm and Home bucket sale is this Friday and Saturday, August 3rd and 4th. Hurry in to complete your bucket list. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Jose Abreu hit a tying home run off Jason Adam in the eighth, and pinch hitter Daniel Palka had a 3-run homer off Jason Hamill later in the inning, leading the Chicago White Sox over the Kansas City Royals 6-4 yesterday. In a matchup of teams on track both to lose 100 or more games, the White Sox avoided getting swept in the 3-game series. Up next for the Royals, right-handed pitcher Heath Filmier set to open today at Minnesota. First pitch between the Royals and the Twins at 7:10 tonight. There was no love for the K-State Wildcats in yesterday's preseason coaches poll. Defending national champion Alabama was a unanimous number one in the preseason coaches poll, with Clemson number two and Ohio State number three. Rounding out the top ten were Washington, Wisconsin, Miami, Penn State, and Auburn. Mid-America Network Sports.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
While Nebraska opens its first season practice under Coach Scott Frost today, Hall of Fame coach Tom Osborne is like many others in the football mad state in that he senses a resurgence coming for the program. Frost says he plans to use the Osborne formula for rebuilding the Cornhuskers. That means emphasizing player development, bringing back the renowned strength and conditioning program, and pursuing walk-ons to build the roster. There's a lot of high expectations for new Kansas City Chiefs
Chiefs starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes, but KSN-TV reports with just one regular season start to his name, expect there to be some growing pains. Mahomes has had an up-and-down training camp so far, showing off that athletic ability that made him such a coveted quarterback coming out of Texas Tech, while also making a few too many mistakes throwing the ball. The Chiefs kick off their preseason a week from yesterday against the Houston Texans. Mid-America Network Sports.
High humidity can make your home-baked cookies turn out soggy. It's baking advice today for the dog days of summer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 3rd, the 215th day of the year. Lifestyle guru and businesswoman Martha Stewart celebrates a birthday, and the Mickey Mouse watch was introduced on this day 85 years ago. Most of us try and use the oven sparingly during hot and humid summer spells, but if you have a baking project that can't be delayed, you may need to compensate for additional moisture in your flour, sugar, or baking powder. If they're looking a little clumpy and moist, try reducing liquids in the recipe by about a quarter, then extend baking times in 5-minute increments as needed. Excess moisture can be prevented by storing dry ingredients in vacuum-sealed containers or even in the refrigerator. Just be sure they return to room temperature before using. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head throughout the rest of the day, sunny skies and breezy in the upper 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies early, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms breezy. We'll see temperatures at 91. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low near 70. And Sunday, mostly sunny, 95. Right now, it's 68.